This is the Warminster Town Supporter Podcast, and I'm your host, Roland Millward. Coming up in this episode, we'll be taking a look at what happened on Groundhopper Day, and we welcome Bristol Telephones to the Saturday evening game. We'll be reviewing that game very shortly. But of course, we'd also like to talk about Non-League Day, which is this coming Saturday, October the 12th. And on our Non-League Day, we're going to be playing none other than East Cowes Victoria Athletic in round one of the FA Vars. So that's something to look forward to. In fact, we have a lot of matches coming up this month, so we'll tell you more about that. So stay tuned. So we should have once again Jamie House on the line. Are you there, Jamie?
I am indeed. Good evening.
Excellent. Good evening. And technology is working for you now, I believe.
It is. Yes, I had a bit of an issue with microphone permissions when it came to Skype, unfortunately. Technology, who'd have it?
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, we wouldn't be able to chat without it right now or do a podcast. So we've got to have some benefits from it.
Very true.
So, Jamie, a very wet evening on Groundhopper Day on last Saturday, October the 5th. But perhaps you'd like to tell us, firstly, your thoughts on the game against Bristol Telephones.
Yeah, it was, shall we say, the sort of performance we might have expected from a home game this season so far.
Not been great, has it, so far?
It's not, our home record, so much for home advantage. Sadly, it's doesn't seem to be working out for us at the moment. Bristol Telephones came to us, rock bottom of the league, only got a point all season. And they came to us and beat us 3-2. We recreated chances. The two goals we put away were very good. We did create other chances in the second half. Having a man sent off just before half time didn't help us, but you know, against bottom of the league, I really think we probably should have still won that one. But
yeah,
to be fair to
Bristol Telephones up front, they were excellent.
They did have some pacey players, I'll give them
pacey
that.
Pacey players,
yeah.
We got caught out because I think primarily they were getting through the midfield a bit too quick, easy, and players over and back of the net. But I think if we could have had the extra man on for the second half and kept pressing them, we could get through them and we could have scored more. That's my theory anyway on
yes.
that one. I'm going to stick to that. But we did make it a bit too easy that first 30 minutes or so, really.
Yeah, we tend to do that. Certainly at home, we really do seem to do that. And I don't know why the mentality is different at home, but it obviously is. And against the worst of teams in the league, but obviously the teams that aren't doing so well, the mentality seems to be completely different to when we play all the good teams. It's kind of we beat all the good teams and lose against all the bad ones, it seems.
Well, let's hope we can change that around pretty soon.
Hopefully.
We'll talk about that. I mean, the sending off was rather odd for us, wasn't it? Because it was pouring with rain. We were looking into the floodlight towards the right-hand corner where we stood at the pitch. And Francois Allen had been fouled, it looks. And then there's kind of a melee going on. And we thought, first of all, the referee must have sent him to the sin bin because he went over to the bench. Because you couldn't see the referee's arm above everybody else standing around him because he was a smallish gentleman. And then a referee we've had before who always makes some rather interesting decisions through a game. So
yes. Yeah, probably not the ideal referee for that game, I'll be honest.
No. So we'll see what happens later on that score.
Yes.
But so it was a bit of a shock when he didn't come back on.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I didn't see the incident happen. I was at the tea hut at the time getting a drink. But, I saw everything kicking off on the over on the pitch and came back over. And yeah, like you say, I thought Francois had just been yellow carded and sin binned. But yeah, when he didn't come back on for the second half, obviously had been sent off.
Been sent off. Yeah, that's it. Which obviously we confirmed anyway. But so that was a shame. So down to 10 men, of course, again, with their pace and passing the ball the way they were, particularly three of the players were pretty good at the front on that. And
one got his two goals as well, did number eight for them. So it was one of those games. I think we'll have to write that one off and look forward to the next game, which we can just talk about in a minute. But just think about the league tables, first of all, if we can, and just see where Warminster now lie, having not not won again, unfortunately, at home.
Yeah, well, we are currently 15th in the league now, having played eight games, won three, lost five, with a goal difference of three, positive three, and on 9 points. It's quite not necessarily precarious yet, because it's still early early on in the league. But yeah, it's not been the best start for us, and it's the games at home that have really done for us so far this season, sadly.
If we'd have just won half of those, that would have made a huge difference.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's what? Is it four or five games?
No, I think so. Yeah. So
four games at home.
We'd have got 6 points. That would have moved us quite a bit up the league there, wouldn't it?
It's a bit worrying that we've taken no points out of a possible 12 at home.
Yeah.
Especially since three of the teams we've lost against are still below us in the league.
Yes. Action required. I'm sure Andy will be working on that.
Oh, I'm sure.
But right. We'll get moving again. We'll be moving at that table before long. Have faith in it. We'll be okay. So that's good. Now, we have got a special day coming up this Saturday. I mean, it's a special day nationally. We obviously had Groundhopper Day for Bristol telephones coming along.
And of which we had a very big gate as well.
369. Fantastic.
369. I couldn't believe the amount of people there. I really couldn't.
No. Well, when I saw that sort of Portishead and Devizes, one had 252, one had 262, I thought, we're going to have to go some to beat that kind of number.
Yep.
And I thought we could just about do that. But to get over 100 on top, that's amazing. So thanks for everybody that came along, especially because the weather turns so sour as well, and they stood through it. We haven't got enough cover for 369 people.
No.
Rather a lot of damp bodies going home, I would imagine.
Yes. Yeah, but it was nice to see such a big crowd and a good atmosphere as well.
Yeah. Can we do it again this Saturday for non-league day? Now, that way people are encouraged, because of the internationals, people are encouraged not to go off to Swindon Town or Southampton or Bristol, wherever they go for league matches, but to support a local club, which can add quite a few people through the gate. So we'd encourage anyone that normally goes, perhaps one of the bigger clubs, come and see some non-league football. Goals guaranteed. So do you know who we've got coming this week then, sir? Would you like to tell everybody?
Yes, it's East Cowes Victoria, I believe, from the Isle of Wight in the FA Vars. Well, first round proper of the FA Vars.
That's it. Kick off 3 o'clock, back to the normal Saturday afternoon time. And it'd be great if we can get over 200 through the gate, and even better if we get over 300. So anyone listening to this podcast, you know, do come along and invite a friend or two as well. Help make the numbers up. Should be a good game, I feel.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I haven't seen where East Cowes have been doing recently, but when we were drawn against them, they were in a sort of similar sort of position in the league table to where we are. So, and they play at the same level. So yeah, should be an interesting game, and they're travelling a long way as well, obviously, all the way from the Isle of Wight. So, I'm sure they'll be fired, because it's another home draw. So I expect they'll be fired up for it. So, we could have a tough game on our hands again, but hopefully we might get another home win in the cup, because
we got
a home win in the cup before. So, hopefully we can do it again, get around to get through to the second round.
Well, it was a great result against Alsford, so let's hope we can do it against the Isle of Wight team. So thank you, Jamie, for joining us today. I look
You're
forward
very
to seeing you on Saturday for the FA Vars, and let's say hope for a win on that day as well. You take care, mate.
Will do.
Thanks once again to Jamie for joining us on our weekly podcast. Now, as we mentioned earlier, we have a lot of games coming up this month. We've just discussed with Jamie the FA Vars this Saturday, October the 12th. The next match we're away is at Ashton and Backwell on Saturday the 19th, kick-off 3 p.m. as usual. Then we have the game against Bishop's Lydiard, which was postponed for the cup match, and that is now on Wednesday, October the 23rd, kick-off 7:30 p.m. Bit of a trip down there, Bishop's Lydiard, 7:30 p.m, October 23rd. Back to the Saturday, it's Warminster Town versus Wincanton, October the 26th at 3 p.m. kickoff. And the last match of October, October the 30th, is at home. It's the Les Phillips Cup, and Warminster Town will be playing Portishead Town. So we've already had a game with Portishead already in the league, and let's see if we can do well against them in the Les Phillips Cup. That's October the 30th. So all looking good. So let's look forward to all these games. Make a note in your diary. If you go to warmistertownfc.com, you'll find a little list of next matches. We normally keep about 10 coming up on there for you to be able to see and to be able to look at easily. And if you click on them, it'll even give you a map of where the club is if we're playing away. So thanks very much for listening once again to the Warminster Town Supporter Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Warminster Town Football Club Supporter Podcast. It's great that you've been here, and I do hope that you will subscribe to this podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.